Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. We are live in the Napa Auto Parts studios. Got some road warriors in here. Of course, I'm talking about comedian Ryan Singer. He's on the road to Mason City Limits Friday and Saturday. Then he will be recording his new album entitled Camping Alone. It'll be at Go Bananas July 12th through the 15th. What's the title again?
Free Love.
How can you forget Free Love, man?
Yeah, because we're going to do a free, it's going to be free. Yeah. Once the album comes out, it's going to be free for everybody.
Uh-huh.
I'm excited about
call
that.
Call it like free album.
Well, then there might be some confusion there.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, sorry.
Where was I?
Road Warriors. That other Road Warrior is Josh Arnold. He's going to be in Bloomington, Indiana, tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday at the famous Comedy Attic. Wow, that's one of the greatest clubs in the country.
Oh, it's going to be fun. Love that place.
And then another one of the greats, as I mentioned, the Go Bananas. That's every comedian raves about that club. One of the best rooms.
Fun place.
One of the best rooms around. It's apparently a great place to record an album. I know.
Mm-hmm. I recorded my previous album at the Comedy Attic in Bloomington.
Oh, okay.
What was the name of that one?
That was Immortal for Now. That was very clear.
Love was not free.
That love was not free. No, Immortal for Now really cost everybody a lot.
Now, we have Christy Lee with a couple stories over there. What were you telling
me? A Texas grandmother has accidentally been wearing the wrong patriotic shirt every 4th of July for the past 25 years. Dale Cheeseman tweeted a photo of his grandmother, 88-year-old Shirley, wearing the shirt and said the family only noticed it was the Panamanian flag after watching the World Cup tournament. The patriotic stars and stripes top she wears every Independence Day. Apparently, the design on a Panamanian soccer jersey. Dale told the BBC his grandmother is unhappy with the photos since she does not have much makeup on.
Yeah, but it's okay. It's got some stars and some red, white, and blue.
Yeah.
You're gonna give her a pass?
Yeah. She's a sweet old lady. And it's not made out of an American flag, but it has the components of an American flag. She means well. She obviously
is a spy to me.
She's not a Panamanian soccer flag. And what could be a more American, I should say, than this?
Man in love.
Now, do you know what Panama's about, young Jessica?
Driving around Panama?
No.
A woman.
Not just any woman. Anyone, Josh, you know this one?
I don't.
Apparently there was a...
Stripper.
A stripper, an exotic dancer, if you will, that worked at a club frequented by the Van Halen boys and David Lee Roth, and they wrote a song about her. And the part in the middle where he eases the seat back is certainly one of the great moments in rock and roll. you know how that goes, Christy?
What, the ease the seat back song?
Yeah, do you have that part memorized? You ever say that to a guy?
No.
Hey, why don't you ease the seat back? Reach between, well, never mind.
Could this lady's shirt?
I have a beef with this story. Because it's not the Panamanian flag. Because her red and blue sections are stripes. They're not solid.
Right.
Colors.
Couldn't this just be a 4th of July design?
Yeah, it's just a 4th of July shirt.
Not based on the Panama flag?
Yes.
I think this has gotten out of control. This whole story is out of hand. There's no story here.
You're right. There isn't. No. I think this is a...
She bought a shirt at Kohl's or something. It's a nice looking shirt. It's
right.
Got red, white, and blue
She's
on
just
it.
Wearing... This could easily be an American design.
Not only that,
right. Design.
What's the guy's name? What's the guy's... Cheeseman.
Cheeseman.
That's his last name. Sure.
Cheeseman.
Right. That's a fake name. Okay.
Scroll down here.
Arnold Cheeseman. That's my name.
Story.
Really? Is it? Really?
The one I saw had a picture of the flag right next to the shirt.
Right, and that's what I'm looking at. And the shirt has stripes where the solid red would be.
Which
on
would
the
tell you that it's
flag.
Decidedly not the
flag.
Panamanian
Thank
flag.
Thank you. Yes. Josh and I are in agreement.
Okay, good. Well, I think
why don't
successfully
you two just
removed
get a room
all the comedy out of that story, and we'll just move
I'm
on.
Going to submit there was none to begin with.
I can barely see the road from the heat coming on.
Oh, yeah.
Reach down between my legs. Ease the seat back.
Sorry, good.
Seems a little dangerous. Hope he pulls over dangerous. Before he pulls that seat back.
David,
it was a different time back then, you know.
Remember the award David Lee Roth won from this show?
What award?
Oh, yes.
The award, remember?
Yes, for having the most frightened band members.
Most frightened band members of any leader of the band, David Lee Roth wins hands down. And we've had some...
No kidding.
Oh.
You mean man, huh?
They were jumpy.
Mr. Roth is very demanding.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
But he was real nice and real funny. So, and obviously a great performer. So it's nice to me. Maybe.
Oh, of course. Well, I was one of the attendants. He realized what I was right away. And brushed me aside.
You're saying he doesn't have any sidekick time?
Like so much garbage. Yes. That's Dave.
Okay. Well, sorry. The Panamanian flag thing. Here's the photograph of the two right next to one another. Blue star upper left, red star lower right.
Are we correct?
And then two panels of red and blue. The only difference is hers are slightly striped.
How do you? Okay, slightly striped.
Come here, Josh. Come
How do you slightly striped?
I'd say there's a ton of stripes in them. But
yeah,
move along. There's no story here.
The photo I saw too had the flag. It, yes,
it's the same.
It's the same basic design, but it's not the exact.
I'm
flag.
Sure that you know she's a card-carrying socialist. Is that what you want? Is that going to make you happy?
No, it's what's going to make you happy.
Okay,
don't stop projecting on him.
No.
We promoed this all morning about some big story about a grandma wearing a flag, and this is what we've arrived at?
Panama.
This is the story.
Yep.
It must be. Canal of us agree.
Dumb.
worth it.
Canal of us agree. To what agree.
Canalists? What are they?
Pro Panama. Can all of us agree?
I thought you were doing a word for Pro Panama Canal. Canalist.
If must be a misunderstanding. Boy, isthmus is a word you don't use a lot.
Sure.
That doesn't come out everyday life.
I want an isthmus for Christmas. Yeah.
Unless you're down there, you never go, hey, you want to meet me down at the isthmus? There's a new restaurant. It's called Isthmus.
It's not an isthmus. It's a fjord. Okay.
Oh, God.
Dumb.
I'm sorry.
So what is a fjord?
A fjord?
Well, fjord.
It's like someone just texted me the word fjord late last night.
Are you serious?
Really? Yes.
No, here's the thing, though. Anytime you get anything with an extra J in it, it's usually a typo, because that's where you've got that active finger.
No, it's not. Oh, it no, but this J was like
they probably was writing Ford.
Enterprise wanted to know when they're getting
it
their
like
Ford.
Something in isn't it Icelandic or something like the fjords in Iceland?
Norway.
No, they're in Iceland. Norway. And up
oh,
there.
Norway. Oh, Norway. That's right. I was on a texting with a female, and she said she was getting ready to go to Scandinavia or something for vacation and was going to see the fjords.
Right. Oh, okay.
And I just acted like I knew it because I didn't want to, you know, seem dumb.
Maybe she was going to Detroit to see the fjords. <That's>
a fjord is
very nice museum.
Long, narrow inlet with steep sides or cliffs created by a glacier.
Oh, hey, so she was sexting me.
An isthmus is a narrow piece of land connecting two larger areas across an expanse of water.
She didn't say anything about the Panama her
canal.
Isthmus.
Panama Canal is an isthmus.
Okay, can we move on? Canal. We.
Yeah,
canal,
I don't know how we. I don't know canal why we started on. Talking about this. All of us trying to save this stupid story.
Made the international.
Finally, we're laughing about something.
Well, I think it's more interesting than the actual World Cup itself. Sweet old lady in America on July 4th.
Battled by dementia.
Okay, fine.
People getting upset because some lady wanted to be patriotic. That's all it is.
Miss Cheeseman, your thoughts?
Miss Cheeseman, your car's ready. Miss Cheeseman.
Miss Cheeseman.
The phrase goon goon is Japanese for sniff sniff.
Okay.
How do you spell it?
K-U-N, K-U-N.
Definitely foo. Along you.
Yeah,
we'll go with that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's also the name of a device developed by the Japanese corporation Konica Minolta. The so-called Hoon Kun device detects body odor like smelly feet or armpits and notifies the user about them via a smartphone app.
I'm out.
That means the days of smelling your own armpits when nobody's watching is over. You can just wear the device everywhere you go and find out when you're starting to stink by checking your phone.
Wear the device everywhere you go.
This is ridiculous.
Another awful story. Congratulations.
So the device then is an extension of your cell phone then. It somehow communicates with your phone when you start to stink.
Well, you have to wear it. It's like and a you have to have
Fitbit
your phone
for
with you.
Smells.
Yeah.
Or you could just use your nose.
Well,
can we just all agree we're people, we're these animals, and sometimes we smell. And guess what? That's good because hormones attract other people.
Pheromones.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hormones are on the inside, apparently pheromones not on the outside.
Correct. Hey, you guys know how to make a hormone, don't you?
How?
Don't pay her. Okay, now.
Yeah. Got kind of dusty in here.
Oh, really? And his grandmother's wearing a shirt.
So, I think this is interesting. Because sometimes you can't detect your own smell. I mean, you don't know that you stink until you get on an elevator and everyone gets off immediately.
Or that guy, you know, you keep talking about.
Oh, the guy with the breath at the mattress shop. Hi.
Yeah, I'd be interested if this does also do breath, because I think more people struggle with that.
You'd probably have to breathe on the thing, right?
Probably, yeah.
I would think.
At least talk near it.
I wonder, does it send you a message?
How do they have technology that knows?
Does it say, please take a shower, signed everyone?
Yeah, because
how do you decide, like, what is good, what's a good smell? What's a, I mean, we all kind of know, but, like, because your own poop doesn't stink to you. Nope. It smells quite good. So,
yeah, but you still know it's offensive.
Sure, but, like, how does this thing, this seems like a very subjective device.
Yeah, what if it doesn't like your perfume and stinks?
Exactly.
Stink?
Yeah.
So does it quantify the smell?
I don't know.
And what is smell, man? Like,
yeah, man.
Why do things smell, man? I really don't understand, like, most of the senses, like taste and smell.
You don't understand
them? It's a part of the defense so you don't eat certain things.
Oh, it smells like it's dead. I better not.
Yeah, there's a reason.
Right.
There's a reason poop smells. It's so you won't eat or wear it.
Yeah.
Because it's filled with bacteria.
So okay, that works.
Would you please call up one of my dogs? He's having a problem. He doesn't quite get that.
Well, the smell works, but then what about taste? Then it's too late. Taste is like the laziest of all of the senses then, right? Like, it's like the sense that, like, did too many mushrooms when it was in college.
Ah,
there we go.
Well, we can find out more about this in a matter of moments. This is the Bob and Tom Show. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. We're live in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. Happy to be here. I look around the room. I see our engineer is Ace Cosby.
Hi.
Hi. That's Chick McGee, our sports, formerly your sports buddy, then the sports doctor, then Sportsosaurus Rex.
What's the new one?
Which apparently faded right after the latest Jurassic Park came out. Do we have a new little label?
I don't think so.
Sports guru.
Disgruntled employee of the month? I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe. How about that?
Okay.
How about just sport? Hey, sport.
Sport.
What do you got for us?
You know, next to buddy. It's probably my least favorite term of being addressed. Sport.
Think you're in the Great Gatsby or
what's
something?
What's up, sport?
That's Jessica Alsman, our resident nerd.
Hello.
Christy's right over there.
Hi.
And that's Josh. And our guest is comedian Ryan Singer. Ryan on his way to the Mason City Limits Comedy Club in Mason City, Illinois. And then he'll be at the legendary Go Bananas in Cincinnati, Ohio, the 12th through the 15th of July, recording his new album called Free Love. So I assume on the cover you'll be dressed with some hippie chick ready to ball, as they used to say back in the day.
Oh, well, yeah, we haven't really figured out the cover. I was thinking about just like holding my like heart like out, like that has been like towards people, but that might be a little too graphic. Maybe the hippie chick. I'm going to take that into consideration. Like ready to ball is what you said.
Like flowers in her hair.
Oh yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Ready to ball.
I'd have to probably like go through a lot of like submissions and auditions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
sure. Yeah, yeah.
Some kind of a casting couch.
Yeah,
thing?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Right. Well, I think that era of Hollywood is over, thankfully.
Yeah.
That's hopefully behind us. So maybe just some photo submissions in the privacy of. No, I'm just kidding.
Christy, please tell me how to make popcorn taste better.
Researchers have found that unconventional ways of eating, like eating popcorn with chopsticks, changes the eating experience and gives you the impression that the food is being tasted for the first time.
Hang on. What? What in God's name are we supposed to do with these last couple stories that you've got?
Keep reading.
What the hell?
Robert Smith, assistant
Another
professor
non-story.
Of marketing.
Wait.
Robert Smith, assistant professor of marketing at The Ohio State University,
yes,
says,
sir?
Quote, When you eat popcorn with chopsticks, you pay more attention and you're more immersed in the experience. It's like eating popcorn for the first time.
How about
is
this?
It?
I agree with this guy.
How about you would?
Of course you would.
This is such a load of bull.
Do you use chopsticks?
To eat popcorn?
No, to eat when you go to a Chinese restaurant.
Yes, I.
Why do you do that?
I try because you're there eating sushi. Or,
when in Rome, eh?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
How about just picking up a kernel of popcorn at a time and eating one just with your index and thumb? How about that?
Instead of by the handfuls.
No, I think the point here is I enjoy, for example, eating chopsticks at a Chinese restaurant.
What is the point?
And yet eating rice with chopsticks, kind of tricky. Be a lot easier with a spoon. But
next time you're at the movie theater, you pull out some chopsticks and see what happens.
I'm into it also. I'm on your side. I'm into it.
This guy's making
a point. I like it.
Nope.
And not only that, it's better for you. Now you don't have like butter and
so
stuff on your hands.
It makes everything taste better.
No,
his point is to stop and enjoy the food.
Exactly.
Yes.
Just stop and enjoy it.
So I wonder if I could eat a gas station hot dog with chopsticks.
Watch your mouth. You know my favorite food.
Gas dogs.
Egg salad, tuna salad, chicken salad from the convenience store.
Hey, yes, I'm sir. Into it. I eat more gas dogs than you probably realize.
Well, time now. Time now to change the topic and hip up the room a little bit.
I guarantee you Al wouldn't eat his popcorn with chopsticks.
We'll find out. We're joined by comedian Al Jackson. He is our West Coast correspondent currently. Are you in Denver today?
I am not in Denver. I am visiting the family, so I'm out here in Los Angeles. Los Angeles.
Okay, well, good. Well, thanks for getting up early, Al.
Yeah.
We're just talking about this new study that suggests that if you eat things in an unconventional manner, you'll have a different experience and perhaps enjoy them more.
No, that's not what he said. He said if you eat something with chopsticks, it slows you down.
He gave the example. This is a professor at the Ohio State University. He suggested if you, for example, ate popcorn with chopsticks, you wouldn't have that much more of an experience dealing with your emotions about the popcorn.
I don't have any emotions about popcorn.
Oh, I do.
Except for that I
love
it.
Popcorn.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's it.
Okay.
I don't...
Listen, I have some emotions with popcorn. Let's just get into this right now.
All right.
First of all, have your own bowl. I don't think it's romantic to sit there and have somebody reaching their nasty hand in my bowl.
That's right. Al is 100% correct
yes.
here.
Really?
I don't know where you've been. And it's not even like, oh, I think you're disgusting. Like, the world is a nasty place. And just for me to watch you reach your hand over, it's going to take me out of the movie because I'm going to be like, why did you take such a big handful? And then you're like, well, now I'm going to have to go make another bag. So let's just start off with two separate bags.
Yes, I agree.
And also, if you're eating popcorn with the chopsticks, you're on Adderall anyway, and you're not.
So, Al, yesterday we're at the neighborhood pool, and I said, I can't figure out what keeps happening. I've had this special cup with ice and my soda water in it, and I finally said, where's my ice? And then I realized that my two-year-old, and God knows where her hands have been, probably digging in the diaper, was reaching over and yanking the ice out. Think about that. It's the same thing with popcorn. You got a fecal encrusted hand.
That is going to strengthen your immune system.
Okay.
Pardon me? Oh, it's going to help my immune system?
Yes, and also, Tom, that's the oldest man drink I've ever heard.
No joke. My soda water.
It was, hey, look, Al, it was 105 in the heat index.
Why don't you call it club soda like everyone else?
It's called soda water. I've got one right here.
It's called...
What does it say on the... What does it say on the can?
Hang on.
Does it
sparkling
say,
water is what it says.
Does it say soda water? Or
it says sparkling.
Hang on. Their grandpa, or what does it say?
I have a case of it right here. It says LaCroix.
Sparkling water.
Where does it say that? Oh, up there. Sparkling water. Well, that's
not
fancy.
Soda water.
Sorry. Well, in America, we call it soda water. foreigners that make LaCroix.
Soda water and sparkling water are different. Club soda and sparkling water are two different things.
They all taste like air out of a tire.
If I order vodka soda, I'll get vodka tonic. If I order vodka soda water, I get vodka soda water. I don't know what it is.
You don't
tonic is after tonic water.
Can we be honest? You're not ordering. You're pouring it in your car.
This is after years of research. Years and years of research.
Okay, so sorry. I'm just saying this guy's trying to make a point that we the way we eat, we're not thinking enough about the experience of the food. And if you slow down and if you, for example, eat popcorn with chopsticks, you'll realize how delicious the popcorn is. And conversely, if you eat, what is it, Kung Pao chicken with your hands, next time you go for Chinese, just shovel it in. Sorry.
I just like the Kung Pao chicken was your example.
Yeah, well, or I try eating your soup with a fork. How about that?
Yes.
Yeah, there that'd be hard.
How enjoyable.
Yeah. Yeah. You really get to taste and savor the. Al, did you have a good 4th of July?
I did. The kids had a great time. Lots of fun. Nothing too eventful. My son made it through fireworks for the first time ever this year. So that's a big deal. Baby Ford finally made it through fireworks without having a nervous breakdown. So
good.
Oh, they scare him?
Oh, yeah, the fireworks scare him and Layla, my dog. Just like, and 4th of July is just like instant pee. You just have to know that 4th of July, Layla's just going to pee. They just scare the hell out of her. So it was not good for her, but Baby Ford did it. So it was a victory.
I have to say, and I know this is controversial for some people, but I have a dog that's horrible with fireworks, and she's been on CBD oil. Not a problem this year at all. She was like, okay, whatever. It was amazing the difference.
Oh. Your dog's got a Rasta hat on.
Yeah. She's laid back.
Hey, like Bow Wow, okay. Man. Yeah. And dudes.
No, it was a really big difference from last year.
Hey, now, Al, I have a tactical question. Legal question.
Okay.
If you're, because you live in Denver now, where you're doing the Daily Blast.
The Daily Blast Live. Yes, we were on vacation this week, so chilling.
And then you're flying to Los Angeles. Both states have the legal recreational marijuana laws. Can you bring your so-called stash on the plane?
Absolutely not. And let me tell faithful listeners this. You think it makes sense, well, one, it's legal there and it's legal here. Why can't I travel with it? Because the airport's considered federal property. It's like taking weed to the White House. Don't do it. You'll get in a lot of trouble. Just buy it when you land.
Did not know that. So is it the same brand names? Can you get, what is the one you like again? You told me once, I forgot. It's like.
Oh, well, there's a couple. I am on Stratos, which is weed. They're weed pills. And you can decide whether you want to be focused, if you want energy, or you want to relax, or you want to sleep. So I'm a weed pill guy. And also, I'll drink the weed lemonade from time to time. Or, excuse me, I'm black. The weed grape soda.
Of course. I've never even heard of that.
Hmm.
Weed lemonade.
I rarely smoke weed anymore. I usually eat it or drink it.
Huh. With the weed lemonade, do you pass it around like an easy rider? And then one of the guys goes, no thanks, I've got my store-boughts.
I always warn people, when you're not smoking it, there's more of a psychedelic experience. So you need to make sure, because people say, oh, I'm cool, and then an hour later they're not. So just, most people just stick to the old, stay old school, little joint. Put a joint behind the ear and head out to the park.
Well, Al, we got to get to our word games here because, once again, I should explain to our guest, Ryan Singer. Al is working on hipping me up a little bit, getting me a little more street, getting me more in tune with pop culture. What have we got
First
for
all,
our quiz
Ryan,
today?
What's up, man?
Hey, what's up, buddy? I had Thanksgiving dinner at Al's place. Once.
Like,
it was
I know
a couple
Ryan,
years ago.
That's a homie.
Oh, yeah, good to hear from you, buddy.
Does Tom seem a little bit more hip, Ryan?
He does. Yeah, he does. He's
Thank you.
Well, he can't get any less hip. I know that.
It seems like it's working. It seems like the good hard work, the Lord's work.
Thank you, my man. 50 grand.
Wait a minute. Hold it.
That seems so natural.
Oh, solid.
Yeah, solid.
Al, what do we got?
All right, Tom. The first one. This rapper was forced to take down an Instagram post after he said something pretty rude about the gigantic Terry Crews. What was the rapper's name?
Oh, yeah, I saw this. Terry Crews is involved in a sexual harassment thing against some Hollywood guy. I did see this. Oh, gosh, what's his name? Real famous guy, right?
Really famous.
Yes. God, did he end up apologizing, I think?
I don't know. He's not the kind of guy to apologize, but I think he took it down.
I can't remember who it is, but I did read about this.
Was it Kanye?
No.
It's someone that, who else is that famous? Was it Jay-Z? No.
Absolutely not.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, he wouldn't be that kind of guy. I give anybody up. Anybody?
Josh?
No, I don't remember.
Okay, then you just think money.
Floyd Mayweather? Oh, no, he's not a rapper. No.
Currency.
50 Cent. Oh, 50 Cent.
50 Cent.
Yeah. You notice I did say 50.
50.
You did. You got yes. that right.
You know, when you... When you mention, oh, by the way, I said Fitty. that voids everything you've done.
I like the New York Times. I call him Mr. Scent.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah, I did read about that. Yeah, Terry Crews boldly discussing this, and I think guys are going, oh, he's a tough guy. Why didn't he try to stop the guy? Which he did, if you read the whole story. So, yeah, that was an important news story, but I didn't remember Mr. 50 Cent's name. Sorry. Okay, Al, we got to hurry. What do you got next?
All right. According to an article in the Chive, they'd have a little fun. You know, the World Cup's going on.
Right.
And they ranked the countries in terms of largest male member size in the country on average. First question, which country would you guess had the smallest of all the countries in the World Cup?
Japan.
That was scarily quickly and easy.
No, because I remember reading about this, but I don't remember.
Is he correct?
He is correct. The question number three, which country on average has the largest male member on average for every man in the country?
Wow. Is it one of the good teams? Is it?
Yeah.
Is it Brazil?
It is not. Any other guess?
Is it? Can you give me a continent?
You're on the South America.
Colombia.
Colombia is correct.
Yeah, very good.
Colombia is bringing the wood. I think their average is 6.5 inches.
Ooh.
Oh. I went to Columbia College. I don't know if you knew that.
Christy, is that a good normal size?
Oh, I don't know. Guys have been lying to me forever, so I don't know.
Oh, yeah, we probably better just leave that one right there. Al, we need to rush on and get right to our word of the week so I can get myself a little bit hipper. What have we got?
All right. Now, Tom, I still use the phrase word up. Will you use that correctly in a sentence right now? Word up.
God, I've heard that a million times. So when someone says just they go word, is that just word up, just shortened? It's gotten even hipper?
Word up is two words, so it wouldn't be shorter than word.
So I have to use word up in a sentence.
Wait a minute, are you saying words short for word up?
Yeah. Because I would hear someone in some rap
man, am I confused
song,
right now.
And they'd go, word.
I'm confused, embarrassed.
I believe, isn't that the same as saying over and out?
Tom, you make me look at my own language like, I don't know. Can you say that?
Okay, well, I don't know.
You could use it like that. Okay,
so word up means my idea has been expressed succinctly and now I'm finished. Word up. Word up. No?
Okay, yeah, just use it in a sentence involving your ice water.
Well, I couldn't continue to drink my ice water because my two-year-old had thrust her probably filthy hands into it and was removing my ice when I wasn't looking. Word up.
Oh, my God.
Statement made. Draw your own conclusion. Is that correct?
It is now.
Okay. Can you do it for me? Use it so I know.
I'm just like, Tom, I'm sorry. I love my daughter, but I look over. She's reaching in my drink. She's taking the ice cube. I don't know where her hands have been. You know, dude, I have to dump it out and get a new one. You know, word up, dude. I can't do that.
Huh. So I still don't know what it means. Does it mean see it?
It just means like you said, confirming that you said something or confirming that you heard something. Like, hey, my flight lands at 5:15. Not work. All right, I'll be there.
So it's the same as Roger. So in other words, if you're coming into town and you say
word is more like Roger than word up is.
Oh, so if Al calls and says, hey, my flight, I get it at 5:15, can you meet me at the airport? And I go, Roger that. Word up.
Tom, that's not even okay at an air traffic.
Well, Al, it's always a pleasure. We'll be watching for you on the Daily Blast, and we're going to be seeing you in person in Orlando with a special broadcast or three.
All right, love you guys. Go see Ryan Singer. He's hilarious.
Don't forget, Al's new album is called Monday, even though you can get it any day of the week. Check out Al Jackson.
Love y'all.
Thank you. Love you, Al.
I got you. I'll see you, man.
Bye to the kids. Okay, we are coming right back. We still have to find out about the marijuana fishing when we return. This is the Bob and Tom Show. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. We're live in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. One more time going around. That's Ace. That's Chick. That's the lovely Jessica. That's Hello. The very handsome Ryan Singer.
Oh,
the equally handsome Josh. The lovely Christy Lee. This is Tom speaking. Two road warriors. Ryan Singer on the road to Mason City Limits Friday and Saturday. And then it'll be Go Bananas, Cincinnati, Ohio, to record the new album called Free Love. Featuring a naked picture of Ryan and some hippie chick.
Yeah.
She's just got beads on, I'm picturing, in a total lack of hygiene, no shaving.
Oh, my gosh.
The naked thing really kicked things up a notch in my brain, though. Like, I wasn't considering that. I like that.
Yeah. Maybe you could do something like where you're naked, but it's one of those things where there's something strategically placed.
Like a rubber chicken?
Like the Woodstock photo where the blanket's around the two naked people?
No. Like the one in, what's the movie?
I like a rubber chicken. Put a rubber chicken in front of it.
Austin
Powers.
That's one of my favorite scenes in the history of motion pictures.
Really?
In Austin Powers.
She's carrying the melon.
Everything is
really?
Yeah, perfectly placed.
That's hilarious.
Being silhouette in the tent. And that's hysterical. One of your favorite?
Yes.
One of your favorite scenes
yes.
in motion picture history.
Yes, that along with
that scene.
That along with the guy in Toy Story 2 fixing Woody. God, I love
that. Oh, I love that too. The old man.
So brilliant.
Painting over the...
Everything about that's great. Yeah. Ryan Singer, comedian. Also, you had promised to do the fishing story, and I'm unclear.
A man fishing in the Atlantic Ocean off the coast of Pompano Beach hauled in something unexpected Monday morning, a bale of marijuana. Jorge Bustamante was simply looking to get some mahi-mahi and kingfish on the line, but instead caught the large package of marijuana. After the find, the group radioed the U.S. Coast Guard, who met Bustamante and his crew to retrieve the contraband.
So before they even hit the shores, then they call. I'm imagining the call went something like this.
Attention, Coast Guard. We have found 12. What? We have found one bale of marijuana.
Yeah. Wow. We're going to need a bigger bong. to quote the movie Jaws.
What about that scene? And Jaws, you like the Austin Powers?
My favorite
looks
scene.
Like male members in silhouette.
My
better
favorite
than
scene
any in, scene ever.
Favorite scene in Jaws: Richard Dreyfuss doing the autopsy.
Yeah,
and then yes, and the one where they're drinking the wine, and he goes, "I thought you wanted, that's going to breathe."
Yeah, you wouldn't let that breathe.
No. Yeah, the subtleties of the subtleties
no of boating
the,
accident.
That's great.
Did we drain fifth dunks?
That'd be a good coffee table book. Terrible movies with great scenes in them.
Well, Jaws does not fall into that.
No, I know. Of course not. That's a great movie. No, I mean, there are a lot of bad movies that have one or two tremendous scenes in them.
Yeah. Is it just like a book of Waterworld? I love that movie. I love bad movies.
I like
Waterworld.
Waterworld's not as bad as it.
Everybody says it is.
I think his gills are off-putting. Certainly,
I've not seen it.
Rather vaginal.
Yes.
Okay. Well, time to review.
Time now for things. A lot of time. Here's Tom.
I've heard of being wet behind the ears, but this is ridiculous.
It's lost.
So you wanna. You want to do something with that, don't you, now?
I want to do something with
changes,
you.
Changes the meaning of the term necking.
The Austin Powers.
Good luck with that.
Austin Powers, it looks like he's pulling a tennis racket out of his eyes. That's your number one scene.
I love Bear Grylls. Chick does not.
Nope, don't care.
Fourth of July falls on a Wednesday. It's weird. Some people have the first half, some have the second.
Hate it.
We got Josh's nothing. First thing off the boat nothing. From South Korea was a Nathan's hot dog. A new record for Nathan's hot dog, 74.
Yep.
72. 74. From our buddy Joey Chestnut. Congratulations. CBD oil, apparently word for Christie's dog when he came not being scared by the fireworks. And Mr. Peanut apparently does not have kids. We think he's maybe a confirmed bachelor, as they say. Mm-hmm. Wink, wink. Okay, thank you very much. And the Mr. Peanut mobile is still out there. Watch for it. This is the Bob and Tom Show.